Every time you touch me, I could hide. And every time you're near me, I can fly. High above the clouds and rain, way above the hurt and pain. And when you're gone, I fall down from the sky. But every time you touch me, I get high. I've been touched by the angels, and I've been kissed by the very best. Touch me, I get high. And every time you're near me, I can fly. When your fingers touch my skin, that's when I start to live again. 'Cause without your love, I'd lay right down and die. Every time you touch me, I get high.
Every Time You Touch Me, I Get High was a hit on the country, Hot 100, and easy listening charts in 1975 for the Silver Fox, Charlie Rich. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke. Singer, songwriter, and painter Joni Mitchell was born on November 7, 1943, in Fort McLeod, Alberta, Canada. Her father was in the military, and the family moved around a lot, ultimately settling in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which she considers to be her hometown. In response to her record label's desire for her to write a hit song, she wrote, "You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio," which became her first top 40 record in early 1973.
Driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on, I'm a radio, I'm a country station, I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild. Casting tower, waving for you, and I'm sending you this signal here. Hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick, and you don't like strong women, 'cause they're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're loving. 'cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from Redfoot's Barney to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark love above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand, flies, honey, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
An army buddy of mine, we're doing 3 years in Germany at the time. We came up on these Fräuleins in a bar. Yates said, "Darby, see be gliding." They said, "Y'all." And "Darby, see be gliding" means, "Can we sit with you all?" We must have drunk 10 quarts of German beer. My conscience and my sinuses were clear. I asked that Fräulein if she was a spy. She said, "Nein, but du bist ein bissel high." A condition not uncommon to the American soldier. Well, later on I went to be excused. When I returned I was a bit confused. Yates and his Fräulein had hit the air. Another guy was sitting in my chair. A young soldier whom we shall get to know better. I said, "Excuse me, mister, that's my seat. I'd like to have it back, sir, if you please. That girl's a nurse and I've been awful sick." The man looked up at me and said, "Mox nicks." Which means that he was not overly concerned with my health. Next thing I knew, he had a switchblade knife. Thought I didn't know that Fräulein was his wife. I took off through that guest house like a fool. Behind me, I heard the crashing stools. As the police would say, he was in hot pursuit. Well, the waitress yelled, "There's MPs on the way." That's one more reason I didn't want to stay. As I went out the window, something went swish. And I giggled all the way home, knowing he'd missed. At the time, it seemed like a laughing matter. But next morning, my coat was lying there on the bunk. And when I saw that coat, it made me jump. That man had cut my coat right down the back. A little bit more and they'd been playing me taps. And knowing the sad nature of that song, I would decline it. Well, later on I heard that guy got stabbed. They sent him home and didn't that make me glad. On love and marriage I want to say one thing. Oh, lady, if you're married, wear that ring. And the army has a new policy. If you can't move it, paint it. If it has a switchblade knife, salute it. Not necessarily an incident one would want to write mother about. Germany being full of good soldiers, good people.
Tom T. Hall had an amazing ability to transform a good story into an equally good song. "Salute to a Switchblade" from 1970 is an example of that talent. We also heard "You Turned Me On, I'm a Radio" by Joni Mitchell. It was a single from her album For the Roses in 1973. This is the Music Box, and I'm Mike Duke. On November 10, 1975, the warship Edmund Fitzgerald, with a crew of 29, broke into and sank during a storm on Lake Superior. 1976, singer and songwriter Gordon Lightfoot immortalized the tragedy with his ballad, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The tattletale sound and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Thank you. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
There's all 6.5 minutes of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. Singer Brian Hyland was born in Queens, New York, on November 12, 1943. The mere mention of his name brings to mind Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, or maybe Sealed with a Kiss, his two big songs from the early 60s. But he had hits throughout the 60s and into the early 70s. Run, Run, Look and See is from 1966.
Run, run, look and see. Run, run, look and see. I thought I saw you yesterday. I could have sworn you'd pass my way. But it was too good to be true. Says run, run, look and see. Are my eyes just fooling me? While I'm running, I keep praying. All the time my heart keeps saying, run, run, look and see. Run, run, look and see. Each time I hear our favorite song, I can't believe you're really gone. I hear your voice, I see your face, but then you're gone without a trace. My heart says run, run, look and see. Are my eyes just fooling me? While I'm running, I keep praying. All the time my heart keeps saying, run, run, look and see. Run, run, look and see. Each time I see a crowd, I stare, just hoping someday you'll be there. My heart says, run, run, look and see. Run, run, look and see. I see your face, but then you're gone without a trace. My heart says run, run, look and see. Are my eyes just fooling me? While I'm running, I keep praying. All the time my heart keeps saying, run, run, look and see. Run, run, look and see. Run, run, look and see.
Thank you.
organist Booker T. Jones was born in Memphis on November 12, 1944. Time Is Tight was an instrumental hit for Booker T. and the MGs in 1967. Before that, we heard Run, Run, Look and See by Brian Hyland. More stories, birthdays, and movie music are coming up in the second hour of the Music Box. If there's a piece of music you want me to put into the Music Box for a future show, send an email to the conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com.